Hey everybody, Josh Peck from Josh Peck Disclosure here. Thank you all so much who have followed me on Facebook and have helped me with my Facebook algorithm experiments. I don't know what to call it. It's like, I guess it's science, but at the same time, who knows what they're doing. But at the same time today, if you hear that screaming in the background, that is my son, Adam. He is beautiful and wonderful, but he's two, and he's dealing with some teething things, so he's going to scream in the background for a while. I also have Jacqueline and Nathan in the background, who are amazing children because they are quiet. Now, today, I kind of wanted to talk about chronic pain, because I went through something today that I didn't expect. I wasn't anticipating. I didn't know that it would happen. But for those of you who suffer through chronic pain, you know how this is. Sometimes it just hits you, right? And there are a wide variety of chronic pain issues. Chronic pain can come up through a lot of different diseases and ailments. And in my case, doctors have not been able to find a reason. I'll give you a little bit of background. This has nothing to do with my bone disease, my degenerative bone disease called Trevor's disease. I've had a hip replacement, and that's drastically helped with that. But there's this secondary thing where my extremities, my feet and my hands sometimes will hurt really, really bad. I was trying to explain it to my wife, Christina, today, as I've done many, many times. And I can't quite explain what it feels like. I told her, on the surface of my hands, especially today, on the surface of my hands, it sort of feels like if you're outside in the cold and your hands get really cold, and then if you come in and you run them under hot water, the surface of my hands sort of feels like that. But on the inside, in the bones, those of you who are familiar with restless leg syndrome, it's a little bit like that, which I do. I do have that as well. And if any of you are suffering from restless leg, try taking magnesium. That might help. But it's sort of like that, but it's deep inside the bone. So it's really hard to explain. I had a day like that today. I was planning on doing a lot of other things that weren't being in pain all day. But sometimes, and again, my fellow chronic pain sufferers will understand this, sometimes life just does not give you what you want. I've kind of heard it like this. I think this is a good analogy. It's almost like, for a chronic pain sufferer, you wake up and every day you have a certain amount of spoons. Some days you have 3, some days you have 50. Let's say every day you have a certain amount of spoons. And every time you want to do something physical, no matter what it is, you want to mow the lawn, you want to write a chapter in a book. Just anything you want to do that's physical. You want to drive and pick up your kids from daycare. Whatever it is. Every single one of those things costs a spoon, right? Now, on the days that you have 50 spoons, no problem. You'll be okay. But what about the days where you only have 3 spoons or 2 spoons? That is a day that I had today. Thanks be to God, I had my wife to help me through it. And for those of you who follow me on this channel, then you'll know I take Kratom for pain, and most times, 99% of the times, that works out great. But sometimes, every great once in a while, it just will not touch it. That was a day like that for me. So, what do you do? All you can really do, really, is just tough through it and know that it's going to end sometime. You can go online, you can ask for prayer, and that will help. But with chronic pain, all you can do is just do the best that you can. Tough through it, and it sucks, believe me. I know just as well as anyone else out there. Maybe I have not had to deal with like cancer and all these really horrible things that really cause a lot of chronic pain. But whatever this mystery illness is in me, I can at least to a certain extent relate. And it sucks. Today was the first time in a long time where I had to tell my wife, I don't know what to do. I want to scream my head off. I wish I wasn't alive. It's just when you're in that much pain, you say a lot of crazy things. It's gone now. Like I'm okay now. I have not had that much pain in years. I don't know what was so special about today. I don't know what triggers it because again, the doctors have not been able to figure out what the problem is. But when it flares up, it's extremely painful. So this whole video, it's not a whole, you know, feel sorry for me kind of deal, but it's those of you who deal with chronic pain, I'm with you. I understand what that's like. You're not alone. And I know what it feels like when you're dealing with chronic pain. I know what it feels like to feel like you're alone, and you're not, because I'm here. I don't even have a diagnosis. I have some mystery thing that doctors can't figure out. I'm not saying that's better or worse. And chronic pain sufferers know it's not a contest. It's not who's suffering more or who's suffering less. We don't really deal with that. It's just if you're a chronic pain sufferer, then you get it. You know, you understand. But for my Christian chronic pain sufferers, especially those who answered the call, look at all of my past posts on Facebook. How many times have I ever asked for prayer because I've been in so much pain? Maybe two or three times in my entire life, but I asked for it today. And thank you so much for all of you who actually did it. Thank you so much for all of you whose comments I haven't even been able to read yet, because up until now, I haven't been able to use my hands. I mean, it was so bad where I had to have my wife turn my phone on for me just so I could see what was going on. So I understand all that, and I thank you all for the prayers that you've given me. I was planning on doing a how to get around the Facebook algorithm video today. That's what I wanted to do. That's what I had planned on doing. But again, it was one of those days where it was just a massive flare-up, worse than I've felt in years. And again, it's not a feel sorry for me. It's just I know I have chronic pain sufferers who follow me, and I don't want you to think that you're alone because I deal with it too. And listen, it's a source of strength. If I can deal with that much pain every day, and believe me, I, by and large, I don't want to say hide it because it sounds deceptive, but by and large, my coworkers, even though they would love to know, and they would be totally supportive, they would be totally loving, they would be just everything good in the world. They don't know the level of pain that I go through every day, and I don't want them to. I really don't want them to. I love them all to death, my Skywatch TV family. I love them all to death, but I want to succeed despite my pain. I want to help people spiritually despite my physical pain. And if they knew the level of physical pain I go through every day, if I wasn't able to tough it out and put on a happy face and just kind of be a normal guy, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like there's no benefit to the ministry in that. I only want to benefit the ministry that I was called to participate in full time, which is Skywatch TV. And here with Josh Peck Disclosure, and I do Chalk Talk and Into the Multiverse. I mean, there's a lot of avenues. But I think, personally, the physical pain that I deal with is only a hindrance. It's not something of God. I feel that it's something of the enemy. I don't want as many of you who deal with this similar or the same chronic pain as I do, you don't want to be defined by that. And I don't either. I got my certain amount of spoons, and today I had maybe two spoons. One spoon was cooking dinner, which, by the way, my wife would have been happy to do, but I actually wanted to cook dinner because it's Friday night. I was excited to fire up the grill, and I did not want to let my pain get in the way of that. So I had one spoon for cooking dinner, which I really wanted to do. I wanted to teach my kids how to use a grill. It was a whole big thing. And the other spoon that I had two spoons today. The other spoon that I had was doing a video and talking to all of you. And it's because I know there are chronic pain sufferers that follow me. Do not, and believe me, you guys already know this, but in case you don't, maybe you've just been diagnosed with something and you're dealing with chronic pain. Don't let it define you. You have got such a big community of people who understand you, even though in your normal life, when you go to work, maybe they won't. And it's not their fault. They're not in chronic pain. They're not going to understand what that's all about. That's okay. They're not expected to, and you should not expect them to. But at the same time, you've got a whole community of people out there who do understand what that's like, who do understand that you want to tough through it and get through it because you want the best for yourself, just like I do for myself. Right? So, anyway, like I said before, I don't want this to be feel sorry for me kind of deal, but I do want to raise awareness, I guess, for what chronic pain is. Not that I want anything out of it, because I don't. Actually, the way that people have been treating me in my own personal life, perfect. So if any of you from Skywatch are watching this, just keep doing what you're doing, because it's perfect. No chronic pain sufferer wants to be treated like somebody different. You know, we don't want that. We really don't. Keep treating me the same as you would anybody else. And I promise I'll love you to death for it. If anything, any kind of like sympathy or like, oh, I'm sorry you're dealing with that. Okay, yeah, I get it. And that's nice. And it sucks for me. But at the same time, it almost makes us feel uncomfortable. And not because you're doing anything wrong, because you're not, but because we don't know what to say. we don't know what to say. The only thing we can say is, I appreciate you're sorry, but this is my reality and it sucks and there's nothing you can do about it and it hurts every single day. There you go. So like I was saying before, it's best to just, treat us like we're just anybody. Don't diminish any opportunities. There have been a lot of times in my career where I've dealt with a lot of pain because I wanted to do it and it would be better for what I wanted to do in life. Whereas if I would imagine I used to work at McDonald's. I would imagine, and I was a manager at McDonald's for a while. When I was a manager at McDonald's, if I knew that one of my employees dealt with chronic pain, I would not have them break down the grill. I would not have them wash the dishes if they're on the back headset. I would probably put them up front all the time, and maybe they would hate that. I don't know. But I would want to do whatever is least physically uncomfortable for them. I would want to make it as comfortable as I could. Chronic pain sufferers don't want that, and that's why a lot of times we're secretive about it. I'm kind of baring my soul in this video a little bit just because it's really been a rough day. And I don't have a whole lot of days like this, but I feel like it needs to be said. And if any of you chronic pain sufferers disagree with me, feel free to leave a comment below. But I do feel like I can speak for at least a large portion of our community when I say we just want to be treated like everybody else. And that's what I love so much about Skywatch TV, because no one there has ever treated me any different. No one there has ever, and they all know. I mean, they all know I deal with chronic pain. But nobody there has ever treated me any different. I have never had to sacrifice an opportunity for my career because somebody thought it wouldn't be good for me because of the pain that I might have to endure. They all leave that up to me. And I love that. I absolutely love that. For me personally, I am absolutely in the perfect position that I could be in. But I know that many chronic pain sufferers are not in that position. And many chronic pain sufferers have employers that don't understand all of this stuff. And maybe you do have to sacrifice opportunity because sometimes you can't do stuff. I get that. And the reason for this video is just to say, look, I'm no one special. But if I can be an inspiration or a motivation to anyone out there, I want to be. I really want to be. So, look, if there's anything I can do personally, I'm willing to help. If you got questions, or if even if you just want to talk, I'm willing to help. Or even if it just means that you share this video with your employer, or with your friends, or family, or whatever, great, do it. Because non-chronic pain sufferers, they're just not gonna get what we go through. And most of you chronic pain sufferers, most of you already realize that and have accepted it and are okay with it. I don't, and you'll agree with me, I don't want my coworkers to understand what I go through every day. I don't want them to understand the horrible day that I had today. I don't want them to understand that, because if they did, it would mean that they're in pain too. And we don't want that. So all that being said, I don't know if that helps. I mean, there's a lot of this video that I could have taken up talking about kratom. Kratom helps with chronic pain sometimes. Shoot, even sometimes, depending on what type of pain you go through, sometimes even a little bit of red wine can help. You know, I don't know. It all depends on what you deal with. The people who are going to identify with this video, we have different levels of pain. The only thing we have in common is that we deal with it regularly. So there's going to be different solutions for everybody. Kratom has been a big help to me. Very on the rare occasion that it gets so bad that I can't do anything else. For me personally, with whatever this mystery ailment that I have is, red wine has helped. But again, not to excess, just take a couple glasses of that and it'll help. But that's not going to be for everybody. It depends on what you're dealing with. So all that being said, I don't know if this has helped. I wanted to be open and honest with the types of things that I had to deal with today, because I know there are a lot of others who deal with it too, and in a lot of ways probably worse than me. And I love you all to death. If you can, I would love for you to respond. You can respond on YouTube in a comment. You can respond on Steemit. You can respond on Facebook. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. There's a whole bunch of free content there. You can do all that. But listen, the main thing is, if I can be an inspiration to anybody, I want to be that, because I do deal with this every day. And I've been able to make something out of myself. That doesn't mean that you can't. All right? So I might not understand your level of chronic pain. Maybe yours is worse. Maybe yours is less. I don't know. How do we gauge that? You know, anybody who's been to the doctor has got the 1 to 10 range, but that's not even really exact. How do we gauge it? We can't. But if you're driven, if you're motivated to do something for the Lord, you can do it. You can do it. Because I can, and I'm not, maybe you're in more pain than I am, but even if you were able to do half as much as I've been able to do, well, oh my gosh, what a great service. And I'm not saying that like, oh, I'm so great, but I'm just saying, why not start a blog, start a podcast, do a podcast where you're talking about how much pain you're in and it sucks and it's terrible, but you love Jesus anyway. Even just that can be such an inspiration to somebody like me from 5 or 6 years ago. Do that. Do something like that. The world needs more of that. We need you. We really do. We need you. So don't sell yourself short. All right. I'm gonna close it there. I love you all so much. I really do. Even those who don't suffer from chronic pain and have no idea what this video is all about, that's okay. For one time out of a billion, then this video isn't for you. I hope that you can gain something from it, but from time to time, I want to address my chronic pain sufferer audience. There's a lot of them. So I love you all to death. And listen, send me a comment, send me an email, joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. Feel free to send me an email. Follow me on Steemit, send a comment there. You can go to Patreon. If you have one spare dollar a month, you can be a Peck patron. You can do that, and you got access to a whole bunch of free goodies. You can go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and get a whole bunch of free stuff there. But look, the main thing is I don't care as much about your money as I care about your well-being. If you're a chronic pain sufferer, it's not too late. You can do something amazing with it, and it is very much needed. There are so many people in this country, in this world, who are suffering with pain, unexplainable pain every day, just like me, just like some of you out there, and they don't know how to process it. You can be that voice that tells them it's not too late. Don't give up. Live your life tough. Tough through it. It sucks. It certainly does. It's terrible. It hurts every day. It really does. But you've got a community of people around you who will love you and who will see you through it and who have also been there before. There's a whole community here. The main reason I bring that up is there are a lot of chronic pain sufferers who commit suicide. They don't want to be in pain anymore, and the doctors can't give them any solutions. There's no solutions, and sometimes the doctors don't even believe that the person is in the pain that they are. So a lot of chronic pain sufferers commit suicide. And for anybody who might be feeling like that, please email me. I please email me or somebody else in this community. Look through the comment section on YouTube or Steam it or Facebook or however you're watching this. There are others out there. It doesn't have to be me. It could be somebody else out there. There is so much more to live for than escaping pain. If you commit suicide, then your life amounts to escaping pain. You are stronger than that. I promise you, I am the biggest wuss in the world. And if I'm stronger than that, so are you. I don't like pain. I hate it. It sucks. It ruins my mood. But a life of pain that amounts to something is better than no life at all, right? And there's a lot of different avenues that could take. But listen, no matter what anybody says or how anybody has ever made you feel, you are worth it. All right, so if you're dealing with that, please get in touch with me, joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com, or get in touch with somebody else in this community. Look at the comments. You're going to find people who have dealt with it too. And please, any chronic pain sufferers who understand what I'm talking about, please leave a comment so other people know how to find you. Leave a comment, leave an email address, leave some way, if you want, leave some way for people to contact you. There's a lot of us out there. So your life is worth way more than the escape of pain. It just is. So all that being said, I don't want to get too heavy into that. I just feel like that there are people out there who have dealt with that, because I know I certainly have. Not recently, because I found a lot of fulfillment, but I do remember a time in my life where I did not have that level of fulfillment, and I felt like I felt like that. So I want to offer an option out for other people that doesn't involve suicide or you know, something crazy like that. If you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you go and visit joshpeckdisclosure.com. And again, email me at joshpeckdisclosure@gmail.com. I'm more than happy to talk to you if you're dealing with this too. If you feel led to, go to patreon.com/joshpeck. Right now, that's the best way to donate to me. As the best way to donate to this channel. If you don't want to do a monthly thing, and by the way, Patreon, you can have access to a lot of extra goodies for $1 a month, if not more, but at least $1 a month, and you can get some extra stuff. If you want to make a one-time payment, or if you want to make a greater, a larger donation every month, you can do so at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. And listen, to all my chronic pain sufferer brethren and sistren out there, if I can do this, you can too. I promise you, you can do it too. Jesus is so much stronger than your pain is. Jesus is so much stronger than the enemy who is giving you this pain is. And if you need help, I'm willing to do whatever I can to help. And I promise, look in the comments. There are other people out there who are willing to help in any way that they can. And I'm calling on all of you who are watching this and where you know you can be a source of help. Leave a comment in the comment section below. Leave your email address. Leave some way of people to be able to get a hold of you that you can be a source of help to. So it doesn't only have to come from me. People can certainly contact me if they want, but it's greater than just me. So anyway, all that being said, I love you all so much. I really do. And thank you all so much for the prayers today. I was able earlier, when I was in a lot of pain, I was able to kind of muster through a Facebook post asking for prayers, and you all prayed, and it really did help. So, and it's really the only reason I'm able to do this video right now. So thank you all so much for the prayers. I love you all so much. And until tomorrow, take care and God bless.